How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back to share another idea to help you live more consciously. Today our topic is on cycles, the news, and how all this deals with our self-development, with our own personal lives. So I'm going to try to give just a simple, brief overview of possibly how all this works. So bear with me. So let's start off first with the cycles. Anyone who observes life, who observes society, we can all see that there's always certain cycles that are unfolding. If you watch the news, you will see that there's certain themes, certain events that keep reoccurring, keep popping up. And although they may look different on the surface, they are essentially the same things repeating. And at our own personal level, there's smaller cycles that are unfolding. There's events that keep reoccurring in our own life. So let's imagine that our life is just a small gear and society is composed of these bigger gears, these bigger cycles. So we have this complex machine of big gears and small gears just spinning and humming along. So as you observe the events that are happening around the world, as you observe all the various news items, if you want to know what your relationship is to the bigger cycle that's unfolding, you simply need to observe and notice what your attitudes are towards these events, because our attitude is the invisible link. So by noticing and observing what your attitudes are, you can get some clues as far as how this larger cycle that's unfolding, how it may possibly impact your own little corner of the universe. And if you don't like and sense that you are connected to this larger event in a way that's not going to be where you want to go, then you need to insulate yourself from this larger cycle. So that means you need to change your inner attitudes, because our attitude, as I mentioned, is what connects us to the larger event. It's what attracts the events to our life. So by changing our attitudes, we can insulate ourselves and not be influenced as much. So now what I want to talk about is what is actually behind the cycles, what causes the cycles and these certain events that happen on Earth. So from an esoteric point of view, we learned that it's the planets. So the planets out there moving around doing their thing is what causes certain events and the cycles here on Earth. So a simple way to think about this, to illustrate this, is just imagine that you are walking on a sidewalk, and as you're approaching someone, as you get closer,